Test cricketer once said that it seemed the only reason people celebrate Christmas in Australia is in order to provide fresh ham off the bone for when they're watching the Boxing Day Test. Whilst that might be a slight exaggeration, this year's December the 26th Test match in Melbourne is seemingly as anticipated, if not more so, than any of its predecessors. Australia has already regained the Ashes, but now they're aiming for a 5-0 clean sweep of the series against England. And if they want to continue their progress to that goal, they'll need to do it without their leading wicket-taker so far this series. Mitchell Starc will miss the match with a heel injury. He'll be replaced by Jackson Bird. Starc says he wishes Bird well in his place. And even though Starc's not playing, he's still managing to get an attack or two in on the beleaguered English team, especially when it comes to suggestions Australia lack depth in their bowling ranks.
It'd be pretty selfish of me to go into a game, not 100%, especially when Jacko's waiting there and he's bowling really well. So really happy for him to get a go and hopefully takes Pfeiffer and sticks it up. This depth comment from the Poms. Pretty sure still bowls quicker than the Pom bowlers as well.
Boxing Day will also see boats big and slightly less big attempt the annual nautical trek from Sydney to Hobart. There are 102 entrants in all, and the weather is forecast to be good for them. The best known of the entrants is Wild Oats 11, an 8-time winner of the race. And its skipper, Mark Richards, is as pleased as anyone that conditions will be favourable for the competitors as they race down the east coast.
You couldn't ask for a nicer, more comfortable forecast, really, but you know, it's going to be a very, very exciting race. You've basically got the four fastest 100-footers on the planet in the race, which is, I think, an amazing feat in itself. So really, really exciting times. I think, all in all, it's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm looking forward to watching what happens.
In the A-League, things went from bad to worse for the Western Sydney Wanderers. They lost 4-0 to the Newcastle Jets and then lost assistant coach Hayden Fox after he resigned in the wake of the defeat. Things went better for their rival Sydney FC, 5 points clear atop the A-League ladder after they beat Wellington 4-1. A pleasant weekend too for Melbourne Victory, who beat their local rivals Melbourne City 1-0, courtesy of a very late goal from the penalty spot by returning Socceroo Mark Milligan. Victory coach Kevin Muscat knows his team hasn't enjoyed the ideal start to this season, but he's savouring his team's win here.
There's, you know, so many stories to be written and told from now to the end of the season. You know, one thing I'm not doing is, you know, looking too far forward and trying to write a script. You know, let's just, you know, focus on, you know, what was good about tonight. And, you know, we bettered our performance from last week. You know, there were certain areas tonight as well we knew we were going to be challenged. And in those areas, without having to review the game, the group were outstanding.
And in basketball, the Cairns Taipans will head into Christmas happy after winning against the Adelaide 36ers in the National Basketball League. 94 points to 75 in Adelaide. It's their biggest win in an away game since October 2014. Taipan star Cam Glidden is hoping this is the sort of victory that could lead to bigger things as the season goes on.
We're down some numbers, but we've been down the whole year and just trying to play our hardest and get the final result. So I think a road win like this hopefully can springboard us into a top four.
Cairns currently sits fifth on the table. The New Zealand Breakers are currently in first place, slightly ahead of the Perth Wildcats.